Ah, yes. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 74 the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Frederick, obviously been listening to the show. A little earlier we were talking about since you've been gone by Kelly Clarkson and since you're gone by the Cars. And Frederick wanted to hear the Rainbow version of Since You've Been Gone. Well, they're not the same songs. They're three entirely different songs. They just happen to share the same title. So Frederick wanted to hear Rainbow, Since You've Been Gone. I'm trying to remember who the lead singer was that ran Rainbow during that stretch, because they've gone through like five lead singers. I think that was it Jo Lynn Turner? I'm trying to remember if it was Jo Lynn Turner. Yeah. So, all right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number and text number on WGN. It's still Wildcard Wednesday. And we are going to do another round of pop-up video. And this is when we play the board game version of pop-up video. We are asked questions about one certain song and one certain video. We have to answer questions about the song and video and then all kinds of cool stuff. And there you go. And it's Esmeralda versus me and Esmeralda versus the cats and Dave Ennett and his feline army. His psychic feline army, who all wear capes. Esmeralda, look who it is.
Who is it?
It's Skip Skipley.
Hey,
oh,
guys.
Hey, Skip.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great.
Good.
Pat Sajak and Alex Trebek say hello.
Oh, they're both in the jet?
Yeah, we're celebrating because they just got re-upped through 2020.
Oh, so. Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And wait, what?
Jeopardy. all right, so they're celebrating on the jet right now.
Celebrating on the jet.
Oh, good for them.
They're jet setting because of their new cash.
Good for them.
Wow. They're partying at 4:30 in the morning.
Hey, you know, it's 6 p.m. somewhere. That's what I used to say when I was a drinking man. and sometimes it was 6 p.m. So, all right, shall we begin, Skip Skipley? Okay. All right. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
I'm ready.
Okay. Esmeralda, the vibe might change when you're singing because you live in a new place.
Oh.
It might have.
Like the vibrations?
The altitude of where you live now.
Yeah, I do live a floor up now.
Oh, no.
So maybe.
Were you on the first floor before?
Yes.
Second floor is where it's at.
Sure.
I live on the second floor.
Drag everything up.
I know. Another
floor.
When I moved in with Heather... Third floor, and it was ridiculous.
I kept thanking my stars that I didn't have to go up the third floor.
Yeah,
because the second was barely getting anywhere.
I had some
barely
people
getting up
in the apartment building I live in now. I had some people move in above from me, and they had just moved in, and so they were probably in for maybe it was probably two nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting on the couch one night. All of a sudden, my doorknob starts turning. And I have like a recurring nightmare about home invasion because I saw it almost, it happened. And I started to freak out. And then there was a knock on the door. So I look through the peephole and I don't recognize the person. So I'm knocking open the door and I go, is it? And they're like, open on the door.
Oh, no.
So I opened the door and they tried to push their way in.
Wait, why would you open the door?
So I pushed back on the door and I closed it. And I locked it. And then he's like, oh, I live upstairs from you. Sorry.
Oh,
and he was loaded
no.
And he went up and I heard him walk up the stairs and then open the door and walk into the apartment upstairs.
Yeah.
He thought his key didn't work. So he's like, oh, you know, because he tried to get in with his key. And there were like six people that lived up there, and as far as I know, I think they opened up a bowling alley above me.
Yeah, no, I have wild horses were running in the apartment. I was in before.
Seriously, it's like they're stomping around with cement shoes and bowling balls upstairs. Yeah. I'm like, the hell are you people doing?
You should hang out with those neighbors I had. All the horses up there.
Okay, cool. All right, are we ready, Skip Skipperson?
Yes.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah, what happened?
Provide us a line or two of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by
U2.
Oh, come on.
Well, I know the chorus. I'm trying to think of what the leading up to it.
Ah.
While you ponder that, I will amaze our audience with the fact that, you know, the reason you think you sound better in the shower is actually because the room is so confined that the sound waves bounce off the walls, and that's why it sounds better.
Captain Science here, Skip Skipley. All right, I guess I'll have to just do the chorus. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I have run. I can't believe I'm blanking. I love this song, and I know it all by heart. These city walls. But I still haven't found. I can't believe I'm blank. I'm so embarrassed. It's weird without the music.
Yeah.
Well, you know how it is.
Yeah,
well.
It throws you off completely.
Yeah, and I know that. It's not like I don't know that song. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Do I get a point, Skip?
Sure.
All right.
Esmeralda, in what sinful city is this video shot?
Las Vegas.
That is correct.
Yeah, they needed that sinful part. Come on, Skip.
Hey, man. I just read them.
Okay. And and provide science facts.
She's a messenger.
All right.
Bono sang "I've Got You Under My Skin" on which late performer's duets album? Bono sang "I've Got You Under My Skin" on what duets album?
Sinatra.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
U2 won the 1989 Best Video Award for Comes to Town, which they sung with which, quote-unquote, king of music?
Michael Jackson?
That is incorrect.
B.B. King.
Oh.
They gave you his last name, and you
missed
it.
Yeah, but they said king of music.
King of pop is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, maybe they were trying to be stupidly vague.
They were, and they gave you B.B. King's last name. They won the best video for that?
Apparently so.
Wow. It's a cool video. All right. What's going on now, Skip?
We are on the other side of the card.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
All right.
This is multiple choice. On a baseball field, how far is the pitcher's mound from home plate? A, 90 feet. B, 70 feet, 7 inches. C, 60 feet, 6 inches. D, 100 feet.
Man, oh, man. You know.
Wow, I thought this was a gimme. I'm sorry. I shouldn't comment on this.
I'm 60 feet, point whatever it is.
Yes, you are correct. 60 feet, 6 inches.
Didn't they? Am I? Oh, no. They didn't move the mound. They heightened it. They lowered it. That's why I was getting a little bit like, uh-oh, did they move it? So, all right. Oh! All right, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. And what Las Vegas film does Robert Redford state, "I'll give you $1 million to sleep with your wife"?
Indecent Proposal.
That is correct.
It certainly wasn't The Electric Horseman. That takes place in Vegas, but it's about him stealing a horse back from people who were mistreating it. He steals a horse from this corporation. It's Jane Fonda. It's a great movie if you've never seen it. Seriously.
Esmeralda, are you shocked that he remembers such detailed plot points about a movie about a horse?
Mm-hmm. Did that horse look like Buttercup?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he steals the horse.
She got really sad. She's like, no, don't treat it badly.
Yeah.
Buttercup.
They put lights all over it, and he had to ride it through a casino.
Buttercup.
And so he just splits. He steals the damn thing. And then Jane Fonda plays a reporter, tracks him down to cover the story.
What year was this film?
79.
Is it wacky
nothing,
when he leaves with the horse?
No,
then he has to like keep him in his house.
No, he goes out into the middle of the country,
and
he's like he's on the run, and Jane Fonda has to go out and find him, and he wants to make statements about why he took the horse and all that stuff.
Oh, okay, I imagine the horse living in the house.
No, it's not in his house. They're out in the middle of the prairie. They're in the middle of the desert. They was in Vegas, so they left, and they're
in a shower with a shower cap on.
No, you're thinking of Francis the Talking Mule at this point. No, it's a great movie. If you've not seen it, by the way, Sidney Pollack directed that movie. I just want to mention, it's got an unbelievable chase scene in it. Like when he first steals the horse, they send out helicopters, they send out trucks, they send out like cop cars, and there's this extended chase scene where he's on horseback, and there's all these crazy stunts with the cars. It's like a 5-minute car chase scene.
How expensive was his horse?
This was like a prize horse, and they were using it. He was upset because they were exploiting the horse. Mm-hmm. So he stole it. And this thing, I'm telling you, it's an awesome, incredible chase scene. Really one of the most underrated chase scenes ever. Redford on horseback, bunch of cop cars and helicopters going after him. It's fantastic. So, Electric Horseman, by the way, is the name of that movie. That's mm-hmm. what the answer should have been.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got a break for weather and traffic. And Skip just retired. Oh. I'm getting sad.
Don't be sad.
It's George Michael. Ray, and it's one of my favorite songs. Ray requested George Michael, A Different Corner for Wildcard Wednesday. Thank you, Ray. Now I'm really sad. Hey, but you know what? I'm happy now because Skip Skipley's back.
Hey, guys.
Look it.
I just ran up to the jet to see if I could add the Electric Horseman to my Netflix queue.
Oh.
I did get an instant message from someone on Facebook saying, Electric Horseman, it was a great movie. I'm like, thank you. I agree. All right, Skip, you're back?
I am.
Happy retirement.
Thanks.
All right, here's another watch. So,
he's just got a pile of them.
He's got like 150 watches. Where are we now?
It is your question, Mr. DiGiulio.
Okay, it is 3-2. I'm in the lead. Mm.
What was Frank Sinatra's nickname?
Old Blue Eyes.
That is correct.
That's actually a question?
Yes.
All right.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. what does the BB in BB Gun stand for? What does the BB in BB Gun stand
it's
for?
It's not multiple choice.
No, sorry.
Black
that is correct.
Bullets.
No, it is ball bearing.
Ball bearing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Would not have guessed that in a million years.
Okay. Is that the end of that card?
That is the end of that card.
All right, it's 4-2. I'm in the lead, but I see the cats have gathered on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
And
there's
Dave,
traffic.
Dave Ennett has his crown on and his cape, and he's surrounded by cats. And he's shaking his head in the newsroom because he says, or in the sports room. And he's ready. Are you ready for some singing, Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line of David Lee Roth's California Girls.
I wish they all could be California girls. Because it's that same song, right?
Yes. Is that your answer?
Here, let me think. Hold on. Baba Zooey. Doody doo.
You're getting him confused now. He doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that? No. Why wouldn't he do that? That's what he does.
He does it in. The one that he does it in most is the.
I ain't got no money.
Yeah. I ain't got no body.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would think.
I'm just a gigolo.
I thought he just did that.
Well, you're thinking of Chris Kattan's imitation of him. Because that's all Chris Kattan didn't even go. Baba doo doo you up. That's it. You're getting your Chris Kattan imitation mixed up. All right. What's next?
Oh, my God. That was fantastic. All right. What group originally sang this song?
Beach Boys.
All right. Esmeralda, name the quote-unquote red rocker who replaced David in Van Halen.
Oh, wait.
frequent contributor to this show.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar.
That is correct.
Okay.
Nick, what jewel is part of Dave's nickname?
Diamond.
That is correct.
Yeah. Diamond Dave.
That completes that side of the card.
No, it's the other side of the card now.
Yep.
All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. Only a Northern Song is a lesser-known tune by what group? A, the Beach Boys. B, the Rolling Stones. C, Led Zeppelin. Or D, the Beatles.
It's the Beatles.
That is correct.
Come on. Nice timing on that question.
Yeah, about that.
What about the Beatles?
Yeah. I was just kidding. How is that lesser known than any of their other songs? Only a Northern Song rules.
For a second, I was like, oh, wait.
Did somebody cover it? All right.
Mr. DiGiulio,
what?
Before Baywatch, David Hasselhoff played Snapper Foster on what soap opera?
Is this multiple choice?
No.
It's not multiple choice? What's his name? Snapper Foster?
Throw out a soap opera.
First of all, that's the best name ever. Snapper Foster.
Mm.
I have no idea. It could be one. I'm going to say Days of Our Lives.
That is incorrect. Young and the Restless.
Well, sure. A guy named Snapper.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. The comic strip Hagar the Horrible depicts the life of what?
Vikings?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, okay. For a second, I was like,
no, we're tied.
Is that an actual person?
Yeah, well, I like that that's where they went with the Sammy Hagar question. What was the my question of David Hasselhoff, Baywatch? What was that?
Beach Boys.
Oh, Beach Boys. Okay. All right. Is this the last question?
Yes, and
okay.
Multiple choice.
Hold on. We're tied. I just want to build up the suspense for just a second. It's 6-6. If I get it, I win. If I don't, we tie. Mm. See how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Gotta love math. What's the name of Bond's nemesis in Diamonds Are Forever? A, Kangaroo, B, Blofeld, C, Stromberg, or D, Largo?
See, I don't know the Bond movies as well. I just know that the main villain, like the biggest villain, but I don't think he's in Diamonds Are Forever. But I'm going to go with it anyway. Blofeld.
That is correct.
Okay. Ugh. That's the only villain I know.
Whatever.
Except for Goldfinger.
How dare you not lose?
All right. It was a close one, though. 7-6. And you got to sing, mm-hmm. And the cats just jumped from the 7th-floor window, but they had capes, so
yeah,
they floated
the capes,
down.
They so
were
they kind of, yeah.
That's right.
They're going to their next destination.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. We're going to have a guy who wrote a book about Le Mans, this car racing movie with Steve McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool. And he's going to be on.
Very
and
nice.
It's Triple Play Thursday. So there you go. And what else what we were going to do? Dan, we had something else planned for tomorrow. Why am I blanking on it right now?
Authors who hated the movie adaption.
That's right. Exactly. Authors who hated the movies made from their books.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to talk about good movie adaptations of books and bad movie adaptations
of
books.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. Yeah, welcome back.
Tomorrow.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you.